This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The ag wage bill that passed through the Senate could help settle back pay claims for uncompensated rest breaks, but the version that made it to the House only did so after serious trimming.
The original bill, as it was approved by the committee, was a two-part bill. The first part of the bill would look ahead and provide the industry clarity on if growers pay employees by the piece or by the pound, it would clarify how to do that. And then the bill also had a look back and say, to satisfy these lawsuits, here's what employers could do to satisfy the lawsuits.
Senator Brad Hawkins says the piece rate compensation part of the bill that was cut can be revisited again another time.
We decided to look at the political realities for this legislative session anyway and realize a little bit of something is better than nothing. I offered a floor amendment on the Senate floor, which scaled the original bill back significantly to only the look back portion of the bill. So as the bill is now advanced to the State House of Representatives, it's focused on the look back provisions on how to compensate employees for past uncompensated breaks. And if they do that, then they will be free from these lawsuits.
Hawkins says he's pleased Senate Bill 5720 made it to the Democratic-controlled House, where it now goes before committee. A similar House bill failed to receive a hearing.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.